Krishna. Or Priya, actually. Again, this thing about Vaishnava, I think the, in short and not shell, it might be like this. ISKCON was meant to be a, you could say, a friendship society among devotees to help each other develop Krishna consciousness and to cooperate, serving the Gaudiya mission. And yes, it is clearly stated in the Shastra that to be a servant of Krishna includes and starts with actually being a servant of the devotees. Devotees like to serve and support and help each other and respect each other. However, it often became instead that it's all about projects. And that the devotees are seen just as resources for running those projects. Thus, you could find sometimes devotees being exploited, not treated nicely, but used. And that the association, the dealings between devotees became sometimes very harsh. It almost became a standard, accepted. Because you had a group of people working hard and sometimes under awkward conditions, strained conditions, but also unregulated, not well-planned conditions. You got to do this now. As we joked, it should be done yesterday. Which is stressful. So you had devotees being stressed out and many were burnt out. Have chronic fatigue syndrome, whatever you call it, which in itself is from the leadership a bad way of treating devotees. like in Sweden, ordinary companies, good leadership, qualified leadership means that you provide good, healthy, mental and physical working conditions for the employees. Now, while that is sometimes even looked down upon from that, you know, were at least from that ISKCON within there. I would say it's more sattvic, balanced, and thus we also find it's more sustainable, easy to maintain, easy to manage, because it's set up in ways that work. Proven. So there are these factors there, yeah.